Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Philly police say they shot and killed an armed man last night. Investigators say the suspect was involved in a domestic disturbance, and he led the cops on a chase after carjacking someone. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from police headquarters.
It started about 6 last night at 54th and Chancellor in West Philly. Police say a woman called 911 after her boyfriend fired a shot in the house. Then there was the carjacking. The victim, Tony, told NBC 10 he was about to give a ride to a friend during halftime of the Eagles game, but the suspect got in his pickup truck. Soon, Tony ran out and the suspect followed.
So I just stopped, and he was on one side of the car, and I was on the other side. And I had my hands in the air, and I was just telling him, "What are you doing? Calm down, calm down."
Tony says the man may have tried to fire shots, but the gun may have jammed, so he tried to hit him with the gun. And according to the preliminary police report, a responding officer fired a shot, but the suspect managed to drive off in the truck. Deputy Commissioner Frank Venora says cops followed him until he stopped at 52nd and Woodland.
Sergeant and another officer attempted to apprehend the male. They confronted him. Shots were fired again inside the lot right next to the truck.
Police don't know if he was hit there, before the pursuit, or at both locations, but he ended up dying at the hospital. No one else was hurt. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Lower Marion are investigating a hit-and-run that killed a woman in a wheelchair. It happened overnight on City Avenue. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, they're now looking for the driver responsible.
The yellow tape and police officers diverting traffic on City Avenue between Bala Avenue and Contrahawken Avenue are gone, but Lower Marion police are still investigating a fatal hit and run that happened in front of a Taco Bell. Lieutenant Justin Judge with the Lower Marion Police says they're currently looking for a dark-colored vehicle, possibly an SUV, responsible for the crash that claimed the life of a woman in her 50s.
We came out a little after 2 o'clock this morning, a pedestrian in a wheelchair. We're not sure what the person was trying to do at the time, but they were struck by a passing vehicle. Passing vehicle did not stop, continued on its way, and unfortunately, the victim succumbed to her injuries.
Judge says they have talked to at least one witness, and they're asking anyone with information on the incident to contact them. On City Avenue, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA trains, buses, and trolleys are running today, even though there's no deal with the agency's largest union. They're resuming talks again today. The old contract expired Thursday night for the union representing 5,000 drivers, cashiers, and maintenance workers. While SEPTA has said it wants to be able to offer wage increases in a new contract, the union says it's seen no evidence of that. Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Paulette acknowledged some progress in a statement, but said if SEPTA doesn't meet the union's demands for raises and safety, his union will hit the picket line. A woman in Camden was found dead overnight during a house fire. Camden fire officials say crews were called to the scene on Keynes Avenue near Haddon Avenue around 1:45 this morning and found a small fire and the deceased victim. Fire Chief Jesse Flack says it's still early on in their investigation, but they believe she died from smoke inhalation.
There's a lot that can be taken from this just because it is a fire, but it doesn't necessarily mean that she died from that.
The woman has not been identified, and the fire was put out soon after firefighters got to the scene. The Eagles had a convincing win yesterday, but it's a quick turnaround to their next game. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
What a performance yesterday by the Eagles' defense.
You mentioned no touchdowns. This is the third time in 5 games you guys have an 11 touchdown. What goes into that?
Just listening to y'all. You know, y'all be talking that stuff, and so we gotta prove y'all wrong.
There are tons of reasons for Brandon Graham and the Eagles to smile after routing the Cowboys 34-6. They are on a 5-game winning streak. They jumped into first place at the NFC East. That, however, is on the line Thursday night when they host the 7-3 Washington Commanders. Despite the dominance of the Eagles' defense,
we unfinished right now. We just working one day at a time. How I start is definitely not how it's going to be finished, and so we just got to keep getting better, keep building that bully, as we talk about. And just don't give nobody nothing for free.
That sound is from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thursday's kickoff is at 8:15.
Elsewhere, the Flyers host Macklin Celebrini and the San Jose Sharks tonight at 7. And Joel Embiid is expected to make his season debut tomorrow night when the Sixers host the Knicks. That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.